Hi, Troy.
Hi.
Have you had a good new year so far? Last time that I had you on the podcast, everybody said what a cute voice you have. What do you think about that?
I'm good. I'm great.
You feel great about that? Good. Well, now that we're in the new year, we are thinking about doing the garden for next year. What kind of vegetables should we grow in our garden?
Have I tomatoes and bananas and some apples.
Tomatoes, bananas, and apples. Well, we can definitely do tomatoes. We do have apple trees, so hopefully we'll get some apples. Probably not bananas, though, because we don't live in the jungle. What is your favorite animal that we have here at our farm?
Cows.
Yeah, we do have one cow. Do you like the piggies? Yeah, do you help Daddy feed them?
And they like peanuts
They do like peanuts. They eat a lot of peanuts.
because they were very hungry.
Yeah, because they're very hungry. Well, thank you, Troy. I hope you have a really good new year and you're going to have a birthday coming up. How old are you going to be?
Four.
Yes.
Mommy, what is that number counted for?
It's saying how long that we're talking.
What?
It's saying how long we're talking.
How long are we talking?
Yeah. All right, can you tell everybody Happy New Year?
Happy New You!
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that jazz to everybody. I hope you all had great time off from work, unless you're an essential worker and this was absolutely no different than your normal life. And I would hate that for you, and I'm sorry. I have been enjoying my time off. I had 2 weeks off and it's been great. We go back to work and school day after tomorrow, so we are on the very tail end. But I had really been hoping to do a recap of the year with my husband, but he has not been able to for different reasons. So it might just be me today. We'll see how far I get, and maybe he can join me later when he gets home tonight. But this past year, 2021, was excellent. We had such a phenomenal year. I know COVID has been really hard on everybody, but honestly, these past 2 years have been some of the best in my life. So I'm just gonna enjoy it. And yeah, I hope that this year is just as good. But last year, we made some huge improvements on the farm. I mean, it has been a total 180 from what we thought when we first got this property 6 years ago. I mean, it's incredible, man. I think it's almost seven now, but yeah, it's incredible where we are, and it's really cool because in 2021 we just started adding things and trying new things, and then this year is really where hopefully big things will happen. I mean, we just started with the meat chickens last year. Heck, we really just started really even our laying hens. I mean, we got them 2 years ago, but they didn't start laying until last year. And well, I mean, for the most part, they started laying like the fall of 2020. But anyway, we had just gotten all these chickens. We just started meat birds for the first time. We just got our pigs not too long ago. I mean, we really had just started to dabble in, well, we just started rotationally grazing. We started really working on all of our genetics and working toward getting more, how do I put it? Not purebred necessarily, but thinking more about where we get our animals from, like where we're sourcing them from, and really thinking more about what breeds we do want. In 2019, we had done more of the Craigslist thing, which is fine, especially for just starting out and seeing if you like doing this kind of thing. But now we're really investing more money in our breeding stock, and like our pigs are registered Duroc, and we're thinking about getting different breeds of cattle, and it's just really, really cool. And we really laid a great foundation last year. And I can't wait to see what we do this year. You know, now that I'm saying all this out loud, I think I'm going to just dedicate this episode to my garden recap and garden plans because I really feel like it's important for Nate to be here to talk about all the accomplishments with the animals. He is definitely the ringleader in all that and does the vast majority of animal things. So, I'll just focus on the garden and we will have to have the next episode be the animal recap. So here we are, probably like 5 minutes in, and now I decided on what the episode will be, but that's okay. So 2021 garden, probably I would say my best garden yet. That had been my goal. That had been the whole reason for this podcast. It was going to be best year ever, best garden ever, and I really do think it was. I probably sound a little bit wishy-washy on that because I think I had higher hopes. I think I had higher expectations, but nonetheless, it was still the most successful year. I'm very proud of how it went. I think just we all, when we have big goals, not quite reach, you know, what's that saying? Reach for the moon, so when you miss, you hit the stars or something like that. That's kind of how I feel with the garden last year. It was my first year having the big garden, not being pregnant or with a newborn. My daughter was a year old. Gosh, she's going to be 2 soon and I can't believe it. And that's a whole nother topic. She had been in school. My son had been in school. So I had a little bit more time dedicated to the garden and focusing on that without having, you know, a breastfeeding newborn or being heavily pregnant, which is extremely hard doing the hard work of garden labor. But yeah, no, it went really well. I think a lot of my downfalls had been not being able to prep the garden early enough. I think that really, really set me back a little bit as far as having the trellises ready and being proactive with the weeding. And I don't want to skip over the place. That part's on my mind because that's what I'm trying to change this year. So I'm already really trying to prep the beds. But maybe I should start off with the positives instead of the negatives. So I got a lot of harvests. We got so many. I was able to put up a lot of tomatoes for the first time. We have several. I like to freeze them. I'm not a big canner right now because I feel like canning just really takes up a lot of space and you can really fuck it up. And I'm really afraid of botulism. So when you freeze it, you can like make your own little bag, I like to do just the peeled cut tomatoes, put it in a little bag and what do you call it? Not freeze dry it. Vacuum seal it. Vacuum seal them. They'll lay flat and you can just stack them in your freezer. Hardly takes up any room. You can do that with sauce too. So that's what I did. We did a lot of diced tomatoes. I think there's like 3 bags of sauce. And I did that with some peppers too. But yeah, I got to put that up and I need to use them. I'm one of those people where I feel like I just hold on to things because I want to save it for a special occasion, but then like the time passes and you never used it. So I'm going to put that on my list for this month to use up all my tomatoes because the new season will be here before you know it. So that was really, really good. I labeled everything. That had been my goal. I probably labeled like 75% of everything that I grew. It wasn't perfect, but I labeled a lot more. But you know what? It did not matter as much as I thought it would. I have always failed doing that. And I don't know why I always thought it was so important. Maybe I thought that it would be easier to keep track of what did really well and what didn't do very well. But even labeling them, I don't have much more information than I did when I didn't label them. When I didn't label them, I pretty much knew what everything had been anyway. So, you know, I'm not even going to make that effort this year. I'm not going to work that hard. Maybe I'll label a few things, especially if it's new, or if there's things that I know look a lot alike. But yeah, it didn't really matter because even things that didn't do as well, I still am probably going to grow them anyway. So yeah, didn't really care about labeling, but that is an accomplishment. What else? I expanded the garden a little bit, but again, that had kind of been another one of my downfalls. I feel like the layout of the garden was not as efficient as it could have been. I think I focused on a lot of the wrong things this past year. I tried really hard to get up a garden fence, like a fence around the perimeter of the garden, which unfortunately I did not finish. I didn't have the time, and I really regret using a lot of my time for that instead of on other things in the garden. Yeah, that had been an epic fail. I still have all of the fencing though, so it's still on, I want to say it's all my goals, but maybe not even for this year. It's just not as important as I thought it would be, and it was a little bit more labor intensive than I thought it would be, because the way that my garden is, I would need to like expand a little bit in order to have the perimeter where I put the fence in free of weeds. Because what had kept happening was when the weeds and vines would grow, they would like latch onto the fence and just, it looked horrible. It looked so ugly. It looked terrible. It looked unkept. It made it hard to navigate in a few areas. It didn't work. It didn't look good. I need another plan of action. So that was a fail on that one. I can't remember if I had listed that necessarily as a goal or not, but my goal of garden fence, total fail. Like I had mentioned a minute ago, I did try to expand a little bit. That, I wouldn't say it was a fail, but again, it was hard not being able to prep those areas in advance because I had really, really bad weed problem. In the winter and in the fall right now, I'm working really hard to like mulch everywhere and really pull up all those stubborn grass, like the crabgrass, really work to get the roots out, work to put cardboard down, put pine shavings down, continue to put the weed barrier up. And it just makes it so much easier in the summer. The weeds definitely aren't perfect, I tell you that, but a lot better than like makeshifting all these new little beds and areas like I did last year. It just didn't, that was not, it did not work very well. So those few areas that I did do that, the plants there didn't do super well because of the weeds and just overall the soil was not as good as it could have been because I didn't prep it. Like it would get waterlogged a lot easier. The soil was heavier. Like I would top dress it with compost and like bought soil like from Lowe's. But underneath it was still just that clay, terrible soil. So that didn't work very well. But now I have the advantage of being able to prep those now. So even though I had kind of been kicking myself for doing that last year, now I'm really happy because I have an expanded garden and I get to be proactive and work on it. And those will actually be really, really good areas to work in. I really do want to keep expanding a little bit, but again, not like new beds. I just need to get the perimeter better. That's been the number one issue as far as the weeds go on the perimeter because everything just creeps in. We have a lot of vines, a lot of honeysuckle, which who would have thought that would be so invasive? I mean, the honeysuckle just takes over, I tell you what. So I need to have like a cleared area on the perimeter to be a like natural barrier for a lot of the weeds that kind of blow in and vine in and creep in. But I don't know if I'm going to have time for that. And maybe I should just focus my attention on prepping the beds and doing that. But I have a dream of like having the perimeter and having that little fence and putting like wildflowers on the perimeter, or I don't know, something beautiful on the outside. Because even though I really did love having flowers, which is my next success, I did actually grow flowers for the first time. It was still hard, you like taking up space for just flowers. Like, I want to enjoy the beauty, and I loved cutting them and giving them away, you know, to my mom and to teachers and things like that. But it was still really hard to use up space that could have been for vegetables. I don't know why I have such a mental block about that. So I feel like it would be perfect if I could have just like the perimeter area like completely dedicated to flowers, because I'll definitely grow more zinnias, more marigolds, which the variety of marigolds that I got, I guess, I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research on marigolds. I thought they were all the same. I thought they'd all be that kind that you get at the big box stores that are really like compact and low to the ground. So I planted a ton of them. And the variety that I have grows really, really gigantic and tall. So they had overtaken a lot of my areas too. I really should have pruned them down because they kind of did overtake a lot of areas. But I liked them. I got to save a lot of seeds from them. So I'll definitely be growing that again next year. Oh, along those same lines, I don't know if you all remember, but one of my other really big goals for 2021 had been having a pumpkin patch. I had never successfully grown pumpkins before, and I did this year. It was great. Again, it could have been better. I have a lot of things that I learned and things that I will improve upon this year, but I did. I grew them. That's one thing that I did not keep track of, the variety of pumpkin that I wish I had, because a lot of them looked alike. I don't know if they were baby bear or what was it? Some kind of pumpkin pie. I don't know. But I probably grew about probably like 10 pumpkins, like real pumpkins. I did all small varieties. I didn't really try any of the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins. I didn't want to bother with that. I only did pie pumpkins. So probably around 10 of those. And then I also did gourds too, which I think, man, I bought those seeds a really long time ago, way back before we even had the house. And they're another thing that I almost didn't grow because I thought it might be a waste, because you don't really, like, you don't do much with them. You decorate, but now that we have chickens, and well, now we have pigs too, that could eat them when we were done with them, I was like, yeah, what the heck. So they were ended up being beautiful. I didn't expect them to be as beautiful as they were. So they will always be on my grow list now. So my pumpkin patch, check, it was a success. I was really happy. The big thing that I need to improve upon, you know, again, the pumpkin patch, I hadn't been able to prep the soil well. That was a huge downfall. It was so overtaken with weeds. There was literally a tree growing that I couldn't get to pull up. It was so big, like a sapling that just like would not stop growing. So I'm gonna be able to fix that. And also the area that they kind of vined into, again, not prepped. I should have had a heavy duty, like real weed barrier. I tried to just like hand weed and put cardboard down, did absolutely nothing. I mean, literally, absolutely nothing. So, pumpkin patch, you're probably imagining something beautiful. It was really ugly, super overgrown with weeds. I mean, you had to hunt for those suckers, but they were in there, so that's why I'm calling it a success. Yeah, this year, definitely gonna weed tarp it, definitely gonna prep the soil better, probably going to label, but who are we kidding? Probably not gonna waste the time. So that was a big old check mark. Very, very happy with that. And my kids loved them. My son loved the pumpkins. We just like within the past week, gave them out to the chickens, and I have another one that I'm gonna give to the pigs. But yeah, very happy with that. I can't wait to, I'm gonna do the same thing next year. And kind of on that vining topic. In my head, I'm imagining my garden, and if you haven't seen it, you probably won't know my train of thought. But my pumpkin patch, quote unquote, was at the one end of the garden. My garden is like a rectangle, so that was all the way at the left end, and I had like a row where I planted, and then they just vined out. I don't know how to describe it. I guess like on the left end of the rectangle, 10 feet in is where I planted a straight row of pumpkins, and they vined out to the left. So that whole like left one third of the garden was my pumpkin patch. And then if you have the next third, like I guess more in the middle, I had my other vining plants. So I had my winter squash and my melons. And that's where that had been an established area. That's where I usually do my vining stuff. And I had just added this pumpkin patch on extra last minute in the spring last year, if you can envision that. But my winter squash did phenomenal. I mean, I had butternut squash and spaghetti squash out the wazoo. We had tons. And they did well. Melons did terrible. I don't think I got a single melon. My one melon got eaten by a mouse. Melons did terrible, which is a huge bummer. I planted so many seeds. But anyway, I digress. So that they did well, but my downfall with the labeling was that with vining plants, they don't just vine in one direction. They got all tangled up. I really need a bigger area, and I would love to hear how you all do your vining plants, because I just don't know how to best and most efficiently do them. I mean, like I said, I plant them all in one row and kind of let them vine out in like the same general direction, but they were really hard to harvest. Like, walking between all the vines, and they got all tangled up, and it was hard to tell what was what. I mean, I had worked so hard to label those darn things, but you couldn't tell, like, you know, toward the end, you had no idea what variety was what. And even like with the melons that did try to grow, I couldn't tell. One problem was I couldn't tell if what I had was a melon or if it was a spaghetti squash. I had been there thinking in the beginning of summer, wow, look at all these melons that I have. They look great. I can't remember what variety it was, but it was something that it was some kind of yellow skinned melon that I thought all these things were. I was like, wow, look at all these melons. And they all turned out to be spaghetti squash. So, which I'm not complaining about. I mean, I kind of am complaining about. Yeah, I'm complaining about it. I would have definitely rather had melons than spaghetti squash. But yeah, that I don't know how to label them. I don't know how to best, most efficiently have them, like the layout of them. I don't know. It's something that I need to improve, but I don't know how to improve. I also did kabocha squash for the first time. I solely did that because I heard really great things about them. For some reason, they're really popular on like a lot of homesteading. I don't know. For some reason, I had heard a lot of really cool things about them, so I wanted to grow them so badly, and I did, and they were really cool looking and really beautiful. But I hated the way they tasted. I don't know if I cooked them wrong, but I mean, they tasted like egg yolk. Like, oh, it was horrible. We had one and I was like, I can't even muster the desire to try this again. So I just ended up feeding them all to the chickens. But they did really well. I don't know if I just don't like that kind of thing. I'm not a huge starchy vegetable kind of person anyway. Like, even butternut squash, like, I get tired of it really easily. Like, I probably really didn't eat the vast majority of the ones that I grew. I'm not a starchy veg kind of girl. So you try it if you want, but I hated it. Not good, but I did successfully grow them. I grew a lot of new things this year. That was really cool. I did eggplant for the first time. I'd never grown it before because I thought I didn't like it. But my husband really turned me on to it. That was a really exciting thing to find out. So I'm going to try that again. I have already started some eggplant seeds. They take a little bit longer than most of your other vegetables, so you kind of need to start them like now, like in December or January. I mean, I'm sure you're fine in February too, but they haven't sprouted yet, so we'll see. Keep you posted on that. But yeah, did eggplant for the first time last year. They did really, really well. We did Nubia, which is like a light purple and white striped one, and then we had like an Asian eggplant that my brother-in-law gave us. And they were both phenomenal. Really, really well, really prolific, beautiful plants, beautiful vegetables. Loved them. What other things did we do and accomplish? I think just the other thing that keeps coming to mind is that I tried a lot of new varieties, and that was really, really exciting. I did more yellow tomatoes, which I did for the first time. Usually I had only done those yellow pear tomatoes. I think they're literally just called yellow pear. And I like them okay. Like they're nothing to write home about. But I kept getting the comment, you should try Barry's Crazy Cherry. They're so much better. And I did. They were really cool, but again, I don't know if it was just the area that I planted them in, because I did plant them in one of my new beds, my quote unquote new beds, the one that I like makeshift in the middle of the season. They didn't do very well. Like they got a disease really quick. And you could tell that the clusters were really big, but the whole plant itself just really did terribly. But I'm gonna give it another try. I like the flavor of them. I thought they were good, they were fine. One thing that I really liked about the yellow pear was, well, now I'm talking too much. One thing that I liked a lot about the yellow pear, and kind of the only thing I liked them for, was how beautiful they were. And I really, really love having like a little pint clamshell of different cherry tomatoes that all look different, like the black cherry and just like your normal, like sweet hundreds, and the yellow pear and all those together, I think, look so beautiful, and I just love the aesthetic of that. And the Barry's Crazy Cherry, they are beautiful, but they're like a lighter shade of yellow. Like the yellow pear are like exactly what you think, like a bright yellow, like a mustard yellow. And the berries, this is tongue twister. Now I'm gonna stumble a lot. Barry's Crazy Cherry, they're almost like I want to say champagne, but that's not quite what I'm like, a yellower champagne. They're like a not, I don't know how to describe it. I want to say like more translucent yellow, but I don't think that's the right descriptor either. They're just a lighter yellow. They're a lighter yellow. And they are shaped like little, oh man, I don't even know, like eyeballs, like little light yellow eyeballs. I don't know. You can try them. I mean, I think they were cool. I think they're I'm gonna definitely grow them again this year. So I'll give them another shot. And I mean, heck, even if they do poorly, I'll probably still do them again the year after. I'm just like that. But I was really excited about all the yellow varieties that I did this year. I did the Dr. Weichies, Dr. Weichies that again all the homestead YouTubers do. It again, that plant also didn't do very well. I don't know if I have just gotten really used to the hybrid varieties that do really well. 'Cause kind of all my favorites were hybrids this year. Not and well I was gonna say not a lot of my heirlooms did well, but some of them did do well. But the ones that stand out that did poorly were all heirloom. But yeah, plants didn't do super awesome. So I feel like I didn't really get a great taste of them. I bought the seeds really late. I didn't start them until like the mid-season. So I don't really feel like I got a good taste of them, but I'm definitely going to grow them next year. Same thing with the Paul Robeson. I've heard great things about them, and I will try them again. I did get to have a few of those, and it, they were good. I don't know. People just talk up all these different varieties, and I can't tell a huge difference. I don't know. We also did get COVID, so maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it just totally screwed up all my taste buds. But yeah, I'm trying to think of my favorite varieties. Honestly, Celebrity was probably my favorite tomato of all this year, which is very surprising because it was a determinate tomato. So usually most of your varieties are indeterminate, so they keep growing and they need to be pruned and all that. But Celebrity is determinate. So that grows to a certain size. It has like a predetermined amount of tomatoes or whatever you call it. They were like perfectly round, but they did phenomenal. I had two plants of it, and both of them, the healthiest plants. I didn't have to trellis them. I mean, I probably should have. I definitely should have, but I didn't. And even though I didn't, they still held up really well. Even though they were determinate, they still had a second bloom, which they're not supposed to, but they did. They were great big tomatoes. I mean, I didn't weigh any of them, but they were all like at least baseball or softball size. Perfectly round, beautiful red. I mean, they did phenomenal. I'm gonna fill the garden with them next year. They did great. I was really, really happy. Totally blemish free. They didn't get any disease, no, like hardly any bug pressure. Phenomenal. They did phenomenal. The other one that actually surprised me that did really well, my Italian heirloom. I have grown those every single year that I've been gardening, and these were like the last ones in my pack from like 2018. And finally, they've never ever done well, but I think it's clearly from user error because this year they did really, really great. I think for me, and again, totally could be user error, but they seem to be more viney than all of my other tomato plants. Like they don't, they're just really, really viney. They like to go a lot of different places, not super bushy like a lot of other ones. So if you have them trellis, I had to work really hard to keep them trellised right. I mean, they weren't super prolific, but they just did really well. I don't know how to explain it. They weren't prolific, but the fruits that it did bear were really like it bared all throughout from they were one of the first ones to fruit in the beginning and then the last ones after the frost to be fruiting. It was really cool. They had some really big ones. It bounced back. It did get a little bit of disease and they had to cut it back, but then it came, new growth came and I got to harvest more. I don't know. I was really happy with that. I'm trying to think of some other ones. I know some of my hybrids did pretty well, but I didn't label them. They were either the Big Mama or the Super Sauce. I think the Super Sauce did really well. They just didn't have my favorite flavor. In them. My cherry tomatoes did not, overall, just didn't do that well because of me. I didn't trellis them well. And that is going straight back to I didn't prioritize my time on what I needed to do. I just didn't trellis everything very well. And those cherry tomatoes, I thought I would be able to manage them, kind of training them into more of a bush habit. But I just didn't have the time to train them into that. So it went wild. They just yeah, it just didn't do very well. I still got a lot, but it ended up they just kind of overgrew and got into the walkways of the garden and it made it hard to get to them. It was just kind of a mess. So those did not do well. Okra didn't do well. I just didn't take the time to plant very many of them. So, like, I like okra. They're fine. I don't like to eat a lot of it, but at the same time, you have to have enough of it at a time to make it worth cooking, if that makes sense. So, I just didn't really plant. I think I just planted three of them. Well, I had planted more than that, but then something had happened to the seedlings. I can't remember. Something weird happened with them, where like either a mouse ate them, something weird happened to them. And so then I direct sowed. And so I think I only ended up with three stalks of it, three plants. And it didn't end up ever feeling like enough. Like I'd get like three okra, or like I just never got enough to cook it. So even though I had ended up at the end of the season with a ton of it like on the stalk, I never ended up cooking any. I think I ate a few fresh, but yeah, that didn't work very well. Oh, what else? Oh, peppers. Peppers did well. They did really well, but I was really crappy at harvesting and preserving them. And I hate thinking about it. I wasted so many peppers this year. It's totally my fault. Totally. I just didn't have the time to make them into the things that they needed to be. And what I mean by that was I invested a lot of money. Not a lot of money, but I got a lot of plants with specific purposes. So I got a bunch of Kung Pao peppers. I got a bunch of Tabasco peppers. And I got a bunch of cayenne peppers. So I was rolling in Tabasco, cayenne, and Kung Pao peppers. But I didn't freaking do anything with them. I didn't do anything with them. They're still over there. And now I just kind of want to feed them to the animals because I had big plans. And I mean, what else are you going to do with a bunch of what am I going to do with a bunch of Kung Pao peppers if I don't make them into like Kung Pao sauce? Like I can't, I should have done something with them. Same thing with Tabasco. Like I'm not just going to like add Tabasco to like fajitas. Like you can't just like casually use a lot of that stuff. And with the cayennes, the cayennes didn't do very well. So it was the same thing where it was like, I got like a handful of them and it like wasn't really enough to like grind up. I did dry what I have, so I should. I'm just so disappointed in it that I've been procrastinating. Do you ever do that? Where you know you need to be doing something and then the longer it takes to do it, the more you don't want to do it because it's been so long. That's the mode that I'm in right now. So I have a lot of things dried, and I think I have a bunch of Kung Pao peppers over there dried too. I just need to like grind up or something. But yeah, same thing with my ancho chilies, ancho. Usually those are my favorite, and I just did not harvest them like I should have. Total bummer. I'm the worst. Very disappointing. I don't know what to say about that. And I don't know why. I don't know what the issue was. I think I just didn't have the motivation to do it. I think the issue is I just need a more universal pepper. That's why I always will do jalapenos. I had been really excited to try cayenne. I'll probably grow it again just because I have a crap ton of seeds now. But I think I need to just stick to the universal peppers that I can use in, like, any dish. Because, like, the Kung Pao and Tabasco, I love the idea. I think it's great. But I don't plan that far enough in ahead to prepare them. Yeah, didn't work. What else? I already talked about flowers, but I did successfully grow some dwarf sunflowers this year. That was a success. Got a few sunflower seeds. I should have saved some of those seeds, but I don't think I did. Maybe I should go check in my seed cabinet. But yep, did that. The blueberry bushes really produced a ton this year, which was great. The apple trees produced this year. What else? Not a great year for asparagus. I really need to work on that bed. I think I just need to feed it a little bit more. Also not a great year for strawberries for me, but again, that was just logistics. It was really hard to get out there before the mice got them. So, I think that's probably it. I mean, it was really an overall great year. I know the areas that I need to work on this year. I've already started amending. I just ordered some kelp meal and bone meal and azomite, I think you call it, that rock dust to add mineral. It has been really warm here. It's been like 75 all week. And then tomorrow it's hopefully gonna snow. I can't believe it. I doubt it, but hopefully we're gonna get a cold front and it'll finally feel like winter. But I cleared out a few of the beds. I still have a lot of work to do. But yeah, we're trucking right along. I think I'm just really in amending mode and trying to figure out a game plan for how to really set myself up for success this year. I had thought about totally redoing the garden, that I had been on a kick to try to do that, but I ended up deciding not to. I had thought about that because I really felt like the layout was really inefficient. And when I would think about a lot of the issues that I did have, a lot of it had to do with how inefficient everything was laid out and the weed problems. But the more I think about it, it's not necessarily that the layout was inefficient. I didn't trellis efficiently. Like, I think if I had been able to have better walkways because the plants were trellised better, I think it would have been a lot easier to navigate. And even for harvesting, if I had had things trellised properly, I think it probably would have been easier. So I'm going back. I'm not going to rearrange the garden, but I am probably going to put more weed barrier down. Usually they last a few years, and mine really is still in really good condition, but I do think I'm going to do the perimeter of the garden and weed barrier. Again, redo the trellises. How many times am I going to say that? And then I think I'll really be good to go. We like to do our real big seed starting on Valentine's Day. That's kind of our, I what is it, 6 weeks, 8 weeks before the last frost date for us. We're in zone like 8A-ish. I think we're probably more in 8A, but a lot of the charts say 7B. We're like right on the cusp. I don't think there's much of a difference, but I have started a few spring seeds like the broccolis and the lettuces and the kales and spinaches and all that, and a few eggplants. So we'll see how they do. I think that will be another one of my goals this year. I really want to work on season extension. I never have really successfully done much of spring and fall gardening. I've really focused on summer gardening. So I think this year I'm really going to actually try to plant for a spring garden and, do the peas and the leafy greens, like I mentioned, and all that kind of stuff. So we will see how that goes. And if it fails, that's okay. And I can just focus on the summer garden like I do every year. But I think that's probably all that I have for the garden. I'm trying to think of anything else. No, I think I covered everything. Yeah. So hopefully my husband will get home soon and we can do the animal cast, 'cause that's really where we had a lot of progress and new things come in. So we will talk to you soon. Go follow us on Instagram. It's at With My Hands Homestead. And I post a lot more often than I do on here. So have a great week, everybody. Bye.